Secret Service arrests dozens of climate protesters during White House siege. By Hannah Blow on June 29, 2021. Secret Service arrested dozens of climate change activists who blocked entrances to the White House on Monday, demanding the Biden administration prioritize Green New Deal initiatives in current infrastructure talks. "Today we showed up to at Joe Biden's doorstep with 500-plus people and blockaded every entrance to the White House, demanding that he include a fully funded hashtag civilian climate corps in his infrastructure bill. Secret Service then arrested dozens of us," the Soros-funded group revealed. Protesters, accompanied by far-left Democrat lawmakers, marched to the White House on Monday and blocked entrances in attempts to send a message to Biden, demanding he prioritize climate change-related initiatives, touting the slogan "No Climate, No Deal." Notably, Biden has already committed to prioritizing human infrastructure, which includes a host of radical left agenda items, from free college to free universal child care. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, was among the attendees, telling the crowd that politicians can't break this promise to us anymore. "They're setting up a world that they won't have to live in. Okay, that's why this matters. That's why we fight," she said. "As a result of your hard work, we've got folks in the Senate. We've got folks in the House, not just me, not just like they like to say is a tiny group of the squad. We have a critical mass of people saying no climate, no deal," she continued, emphasizing the importance of developing a civilian climate corps. "They want you to think, oh, this is a new idea, this is too ambitious, this is too crazy. How about this? The last time we introduced the civilian climate corps in this country, we hired and mobilized a 250,000 people in 3 months," she said. Representative Cori Bush, DMO, also spoke to the crowd, citing dangerous heat events obliterating the Northwest in record numbers and other natural disasters in the Midwest. "People are suffering. People are dying because of our problem that society created," she declared. "Society created the problem, and so society has to fix it." While Biden has defended the current bipartisan infrastructure bill, which far-left Democrats do not believe goes far enough, the president said he intends to incorporate critical initiatives on climate change in a reconciliation bill. "While the bill is missing some critical initiatives on climate change that I proposed, initiatives I intend to pass in the reconciliation bill, the infrastructure deal nonetheless represents a crucial step forward in building our clean energy future," Biden wrote in a Monday op-ed, touting his climate change proposals. "It would make the largest investment in clean energy transmission in American history, modernizing our power grid to accelerate the build-out of zero-carbon, renewable energy. It would replace thousands of gas-guzzling buses with clean, electric ones, including 35,000 electric school buses. It would cap abandoned wells leaking methane gas. And more, the deal would deploy a nationwide network of charging stations for electric vehicles, 500,000 stations in total. It makes historic investments in rail and transit that will get passenger vehicles off the road and reduce fossil fuel consumption. There's much more work to do to reach our ambitious climate goals, but the investments in this deal are critical in facilitating our transition to a clean energy economy. Across the country, we will also strengthen and revitalize our natural infrastructure, our coastlines and levees, while preparing our physical infrastructure for wildfires, floods and other extreme weather events," he added. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has defended the existing infrastructure deal, rejecting the notion that it does not sufficiently address climate change-related concerns. "I would dispute the notion that it doesn't do anything for climate, which some are arguing," she told reporters Monday. "I just outlined some key components that would represent historic investments in areas like addressing the legacy of pollution and cleaning up communities across the country, preventing, that have relied on fossil fuels, and others that have been polluted, especially lower-income communities," she continued, claiming it would also take enormous steps in addressing, investing in clean energy transmission,